Welcome to this new detailed edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 8, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Blue Snap becomes Notch's preferred partner for digital commerce and B2B payments. FOSS raises €1.30 MLN in funding round. Tesla introduces contactless purchases in the U.S. Free Senegal and Comviva collaborate to boost mobile money service. Aspire partners NIUM and Visa to offer corporate cards. Alipay unveils initiatives to support service providers across China. Pinterest adds new shopping tools. UK consumers want simple checkouts with their preferred payment methods. Unlocking a new business model and liquidity with unused assets. Fintechs help banks ease the PPP lending pain. Now let's get started. Blue Snap becomes Notch's preferred partner for digital commerce and B2B payments. Blue Snap has become a Notch's preferred partner for digital commerce and business-to-business payments. In becoming a preferred partner, Blue Snap joins a select group of innovators that Notch recognizes for offering products and services that increase or facilitate the use of secure ACH payments, information, and messaging by financial institutions and end-user entities. Blue Snap offers an all-in-one payment platform that helps organizations from retail to SaaS to business services facilitate global sales and reduce costs with one integration. Businesses are allowed to offer ACH as a payment method on their checkout page or via electronic invoicing, helping them digitize transactions and reduce processing costs. FOSS raises €1.30 MLN in funding round. FOSS, an UK-based fintech that offers a software-only POS, has raised €1.3 million in funding led by New Vision 3. It brings the total raised by FOSS to date to €2.5 million. According to TechCrunch, the money will be used to grow the development team. The product will have new features, such as PIN on phone, a software development kit, SDK, and a new integrated loyalty system. Founded in 2018, FOSS has developed software that turns any NFC-equipped Android device into a payments terminal, negating the need for additional hardware. In terms of go-to-market, FOSS is focused on a B2B model, working with partners to distribute the product, such as banks, acquirers, PSPs, ISOs, large direct merchants, and platform players. Tesla introduces contactless purchases in the U.S. Tesla has announced it is introducing new options for the delivery of its electric cars, making the entire process of buying a Model 3, S and X completely contactless. From test drives to the actual delivery, Tesla declares that it has adapted to the socially distanced world, and it has already implemented a series of changes to the purchase experience in China, where restrictions are beginning to ease. These modifications include changing how customers can arrange test drives and even moving the entire process online. Instead of meeting with a salesperson, potential buyers can pre-book a car online or over the phone. When they arrive at a designated time, their car will be available, fully sanitized, ready for a test drive, with the car unlocked remotely via the Tesla app. When the car is returned, Tesla says the purchasing process can be continued online, with new owners given up to 7 days or 1,600 kilometers to decide if they want to keep their car. Free Senegal and Comviva collaborate to boost mobile money service. Free, Senegal's second-largest MNO, has deployed Mobiquiti Money to enhance its mobile money service Free Money. Com Viva's Mobiquiti Money is a mobile money platform with over 60 deployments in more than 45 countries, aiming to bring global mobile money best practices to Free Money users in Senegal. The technical architecture of Mobiquiti Money platform has enabled Free Money to develop new features as well as quickly integrations with billers, merchants, banks, remittance providers and other third-party systems, reducing time to launch new digital financial services. Launched in 2014, Free Money is mobile money services in Senegal offering a host of digital financial services such as money transfer, bill payment, merchant payment and mobile credit recharge. The migration from incumbent platform to new Mobiquiti Money platform has increased Free Money's system capacity, improved performance and enhanced transaction security, according to the company. Aspire partners NIUM and Visa to offer corporate cards. Aspire has announced the partnership with NIUM, a global fintech platform, and Visa, to offer corporate cards to its business customers. Aspire corporate card will be linked to Aspire business account, offering their clients a 100% digital experience for their marketing and day-to-day expenses. The card will be linked to Aspire analytics tools to help small businesses with cash flow monitoring and expense tracking. Aspire account, targeted at small businesses and startups across the region, can be opened online in just a few clicks. The account is free, with no minimum deposit and no monthly fees. It comes with an instant credit limit for daily business expenses and other tools to help business owners with cash flow management. Aspire is currently operating across Thailand, Indonesia, Singapore, and Vietnam, and is building a digital business banking platform in collaboration with third-party financial service providers to create a unique digital banking experience for its SME customers. Through this collaboration, Aspire will be integrating NIUM's enterprise-grade API solutions for the issuance of corporate cards. Alipay unveils initiatives to support service providers across China. Alipay has announced a series of initiatives to support small businesses in Wuhan as the city emerges from lockdown. These initiatives will later expand coverage to support service providers across China as they tap into the power of digital technologies to transform adversity into opportunities. As such, Alipay has set up a special section on the landing page of its app to allow the platform's 900 million users to easily locate merchants and their respective products and services in Wuhan. The section allows orders to be placed directly via the Alipay app for local specialty produce, as well as it enables users to access live streams of tourist destinations across the city as it emerges from lockdown. Local merchants, including restaurants and tourist sites, will benefit from this initiative. Merchants using the Alipay platform can also apply for loans offered by the Zero Contact campaign jointly launched by MY Bank and online bank under Ant Financial with a focus on serving SMEs, and 100 banks in China. MY Bank will waive interest rates for 360,000 offline micro merchants in Wuhan for the first month. Pinterest adds new shopping tools. Pinterest has added several refinements to make it easier to shop from pins, which also works to assist impacted SMBs looking for an option to replace physical shopfronts. Pinterest's new shop option for created Pinterest boards provides buyable product recommendations based on the pins the users added to their collection. For instance, when a pinner visits their home decor or fashion board, they'll now see a shop tab that shows products from or inspired by the pins on their board. Just as if a shopping list has been created for their boards, pinners will see in stock products based on what they've been saving for a room or look. Pinterest is also adding a new shop tab in search results, which will make it easier to shop in stock products when conducting searches on the platform. According to Pinterest, 97% of the top searches on its platform are unbranded, meaning that people come to Pinterest to shop for generic terms, not for specific brands. As such, providing a means to make a purchase direct from search results could assist smaller businesses, in particular, connecting people through to the exact items they want to buy, direct from their queries. Moreover, Pinterest is also now adding a new shop similar button in visual search results, which will make it easier for people to hone their searches onto immediately available products when seeking inspiration based on pinned content. UK consumers want simple checkouts with their preferred payment methods. A PPRO research has revealed that 44% of UK consumers state they would stop a purchase if their favorite payment method wasn't available. These findings highlight the increasing need for retailers to address consumers' payment preferences. Moreover, 58% of respondents would stop a purchase if the checkout process is complicated. Millennials are the least tolerant of complicated checkout processes, with 67% agreeing they would be quick to abandon their purchases. When asked about speed and convenience, 51% of Generation Z respondents agreed they would avoid using retailers that require entering payment credentials every time. Older generations show a higher tolerance, with only 30% of baby boomers and 25% of the silent generation expressing a preference to use merchants that offer one-click payments. While convenience is clearly essential to consumers, retailers also need to accommodate the growing consumer awareness of information security. In fact, 59% of shoppers view the security of their data and money as most important when choosing a payment method. On the topic of trust, 30% of UK consumers admitted that they rarely adopt new payment methods and prefer to stay with the payment methods they know. This reveals a considerable amount of UK consumers aren't prepared to veer away from their preferred payment methods when shopping online. 1,000 interviews were completed in the USA and 1,000 interviews were completed in the UK by Arlington Research in February 2020, an independent market research agency, using a nationally representative sample of 2,000 adults aged 18 plus regarding gender, age and region. Unlocking a new business model and liquidity with unused assets. From working from home to redrawing supply chain routes, businesses have been forced to be flexible and get creative to adjust to the new normal of a dramatic and disruptive market downturn. While some firms can get by with only a few tweaks, others have had to entirely rethink their business models to stay afloat. For micro, small and medium-sized businesses, that overhaul isn't an easy one. Yet for many SMBs, there may be liquidity hiding in unexpected places. Bill Angrick, Chief Executive Officer of Liquidity Services, told PYMNTS that offloading unused assets can be an efficient way to access much-needed working capital to endure a market downturn, and even accelerate the formation of new businesses to give the economy a boost. With every downturn, there are opportunities, he said in a recent interview. You have to focus on what you can do, and not what you can't do as a small business or an entrepreneur. Any B2B e-commerce platform to facilitate sales, however, must be ingrained with payments security and buyer-supplier trust. Business model flexibility. Companies have been trying to leverage new technology and more flexible business models to manage their working capital and their balance sheets, Angrick said. We've seen this play out in every sector of the economy. Small businesses, in particular, may have thousands, or even hundreds of thousands, of dollars stored within their existing assets, with everything from furniture to delivery trucks not in use today having the potential to provide valuable capital to SMBs. Liquidity Services is looking to unlock that capital through its all-surplus B2B marketplace, a portal through which businesses and entrepreneurs can list and procure these items. Angrick described it as a page in the playbook of managing a leaner, more asset-like business, a trend he said is accelerating in the current market climate. Angrick also noted that the opportunities presented by a market downturn are not reserved for the sellers alone. Entrepreneurs and startups can today find an opportune moment to launch their businesses, with everything from retail space to human capital being more affordable, as well as the availability of used assets that can be procured online. Promoting trust. For small businesses that want to offload unused assets, the natural destination may be an online marketplace like eBay or Craigslist. While these portals are familiar and easy to use, Angrick noted that they fail to address the biggest challenges of B2B e-commerce, particularly when asset values can be as high as hundreds of thousands of dollars. Trust is the currency of a successful marketplace, he said. Both buyers and sellers have to trust that the process is transparent, and transactions are properly traced and administered. One of the biggest risks of these consumer-focused platforms is fraud. Sellers risk not getting paid for their assets, while buyers risk acquiring items that are faulty or don't match the listing description. A technology that sits between buyer and supplier can mediate concerns on both sides. Angrick highlighted the importance of a solution like AllSurplus that not only facilitates the actual listing and auction process, but also manages the payment. A buyer can send funds to AllSurplus via wire, ACH, card or PayPal, with those funds not released to the seller until the buyer receives the item and confirms the purchase was valid. Additionally, the seller does not ship the asset until payment has been received by AllSurplus. Not just for a downturn. As small businesses struggle to obtain their portion of stimulus funding, the ability to sell unused assets could help keep firms afloat. If you can't borrow money, or raise money from equity sources or VCs, this is an obvious way to help shore up your working capital and liquidity as you move through what appears to be a really tough market over the next few months, said Angrick. While the coronavirus has injected a whirlwind of pressure on the market, the ability to adopt a new business model and unlock a new revenue stream isn't only for times of economic distress, and selling off unused assets is not always a one-off strategy of last resort. For many businesses, B2B sales can open up an entirely new revenue stream. Angrick said there are plenty of scenarios where businesses can find value in selling unused assets. A restaurant that undergoes a refurbishment may have light fixtures and bar stools no longer in use. A company exposed to market seasonality may choose to sell off equipment that goes unused during a slow season, and likewise may decide to purchase an asset in preparation for a busy season. And as more organizations rethink their business models, many of the changes could remain well after market disruption eases. Selling unused assets, or procuring used assets at a discounted price, can bolster balance sheets during even minor downturns. Ultimately, you have a couple of different ways to manage a business down cycle that's not necessarily an extreme situation like the one we have, said Angrick. Anytime you're managing a business, you've got to manage working capital. Fintechs help banks ease the PPP lending pain. Small businesses overwhelmed U.S. financial institutions as they scrambled to apply for Paycheck Protection Program (PPP) loans under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security (CARES) Act. When the program went live on Friday, April 3, only 2/5, Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase, had been able to begin accepting applications. Bank of America saw a whopping $6 billion worth of applications in only a few hours, ending Friday with $32.6 billion in applications. It was a shaky start for the initiative that was designed to ease the pain of the coronavirus pandemic, with small businesses expressing frustration at the nightmare process of attempting to access a portion of the $349 billion available under the legislation. Bank of America received criticism for initially only allowing existing small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) to apply. J.P. Morgan Chase warned customers it would have to wait for Small Business Administration (SBA) guidance before it could start accepting applications. Wells Fargo said the Fed's cap on growth limited its ability to provide PPP financing. And even as financial institutions began to smooth out the process, the initiative hit another snag Monday when reports emerged that the SBA's computer systems had crashed. As the nation's traditional financial institutions struggle to cope, alternative lending platforms and other B2B fintechs are exploring how to put their own technologies to good use. Below, PYMNTS looks at the fintechs that are collaborating with SMBs and banks to ease friction of the PPP lending process, whether by digitizing applications, supporting underwriting, or streamlining data collection. Bottom line technologies. Though specializing in accounts payable technology, Bottom Line Technologies recently announced that its existing account opening technology has been customized to enable financial institutions to originate PPP loans. Bottom Line will deploy its account opening, onboarding and fraud capabilities to ensure lenders comply with PPP loan requirements and accelerate their Know Your Customer (KYC) needs to provide funding to both new and existing SMB customers. Small businesses, meanwhile, can use the platform to apply online as fewer physical bank branches are available. Funding Circle. Marketplace lending company Funding Circle announced the debut of its pre-application service for small businesses interested in obtaining an SBA loan under the PPP. The service aims to help small businesses through the process of applying for a PPP loan from other lenders, though the company is also in the process of obtaining approval to be able to facilitate PPP loans by connecting small businesses to qualified lenders on its platform. Lendio. Lendio already secured its approval to facilitate PPP loans, the alternative lender said, noting that small businesses can now apply for a PPP loan on the Lendio platform. Approved SMBs will be connected to a bank or credit union that can facilitate the financing. In addition to the application service, Lendio also revealed it plans to hire as many as 200 full-time small business loan agents to ready for anticipated demand in PPP lending. Wolters Kluwer. With a focus on compliance, Wolters Kluwer revealed its new solution to enable financial institutions issue PPP loans to small businesses. Using its T-Soft Plus software, Wolters Kluwer's new offering ensures all SBA requirements are met to accelerate the lending process. The company is augmenting the service with free training sessions and webinars designed to help lenders understand the requirements of PPP lending. FIS. FIS is using its real-time lending platform to enable financial institutions to process PPP loans under the CARES Act, the technology firm recently announced. Designed for banks and credit unions, the platform digitizes and automates lending processes, with FIS noting it will waive minimum monthly service charges in April. The firm has also announced a COVID-19 online resource center for its financial institution clients. Computer Services, Inc. Computer Services, Inc., also known as CSI, is targeting community banks' PPP lending needs, also configuring its existing lending solution to enable smaller FIS to comply with regulatory requirements. The company said it now allows community banks to accept PPP loan applications and e-signatures online to streamline the lending process for small businesses when using CSI's core banking system to originate SBA loans. NYMBUS. Banking technology provider NYMBUS designed a new platform to help small businesses streamline their PPP loan applications and enable financial institutions to manage them. The company recently announced its Smart Lenders program aimed at employers to efficiently gather the information they need to apply for a loan under the CARES Act. Smart Lenders then provides that information to lenders, while also enabling underwriting to expedite the process. Biz2 Credit. Small business lending platform Biz2 Credit joins a growing list of alternative lenders designing new platforms to help traditional lenders manage PPP loan applications. Dubbed Biz2X Accelerate, the platform ensures compliance to SBA requirements under the CARES Act with the ability to calculate payroll-related expenses to determine an SMB's eligibility, with third-party data integrations with the IRS and other sources of financial data. Biz2 Credit said existing partners have already signed on to use the solution in the coming weeks. Plaid. Data integration technology firm Plaid is putting its capabilities to use by enabling lenders to seamlessly collect small businesses' payroll data as part of the PPP lending process. According to Plaid, the traditional process of aggregating that information can take days or weeks, so Plaid is working on a new process to shorten that timeframe to a few minutes. According to CNBC reports, Plaid's new service has garnered interest from more than 100 lenders, including banks and fintechs, while the company is also in discussions with payroll providers like ADP. E-Original. Digital lending technology company eOriginal announced this week its rapid deployment solution designed to enable lenders to meet the requirements of the Small Business Administration's digital lending under the Paycheck Protection Program. The new service from eOriginal connects lenders and investors to a platform to manage loans and digitize the lending process. According to eOriginal CEO Brian Maddox, 2 SBA customers have signed on to use the solution so far. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.